This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, pulling the plug. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Little Rock will probably never forget the Osbournes' Christmas lights, and the Osbournes probably will never forget the court orders that put them between a rock and a hard place. These Christmas lights took the art of Christmas lighting to a whole new level, with 268,000 Christmas lights on the west lot, 263,000 on the east lot, and 2,642,000 on the main lot and the residence. Lighting the lights required commercial generators using more than 1,600 kilowatts, and the Osbournes had to hire 8 deputy sheriffs to control the traffic. The neighbors sued, and the court found that massive commercial lighting displays are not appropriate in quiet residential neighborhoods and ordered the Osbournes to limit the lights. Unfortunately, the next year, 200,000 lights were still on the property, and the court ordered fines of $500 for each day's violation, 10 days in jail, $3,500 in court costs, and $3,500 more in attorney's fees. So if your Christmas lights light up your life and that of your neighbors, be careful. You could end up wondering what happened to cause such a revolting development, and why are we here anyway? This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.